Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about our health service. We heard from former retired head of Cork Kerry Healthcare, Michael Fitzgerald, on the programme, talking about, you know, the issues that are there and the discussions that are there. We talked about the newly appointed general manager of University and Hospital Kerry, about the challenge that lies ahead of her over the next couple of years. One of the issues that was talked about by Michael Fitzgerald was, at the time of the formation of the HSE from the old regional health boards, that one of the mistakes that was made, that not enough investment was put in to the whole area of ICT or information technology, that that was something that was missed and still is a problem in the system. We'll bring you the story this morning from one Radio Kerry listener who had a CT scan in University Hospital Kerry. She was then sent to Cork University Hospital for a mammogram. Says she was told at CUH they couldn't read the CT scan taken at UHK because their software isn't compatible. Can this really still be the situation in 2023? I spoke to her and first of all asked her for her story as to what exactly happened.
Well, I was having, I had lost a lot of weight to begin with, and my GP was kind of anxious, and I had already attended a clinic in Cork, but one of the surgeons truly wasn't happy, like, that everything was okay after having done a number of other tests. So he did a CT, scan done on me, and it seemed to show a lump on my left breast, which when I went to Cork for the mammogram, they told me that they had no way of accessing the results of the CT scan, or they couldn't, you know, access the CT scan itself to look at it themselves. And they just thought it would have been of help, you know. And they were just saying then that they can't access anything at all from Kerry. And if I'd had a test in another place in Cork, in the city, that couldn't be it, a mammogram or whatever it would be, they couldn't access that either. That their IT things, their computers don't match.
So the CT scan you had done in UHK, it would have helped if they could see that after they'd done the mammogram, and they were told that there's different, effectively, software in use between the hospitals, so not possible to call it up on their system, the scan that was done in Kerry.
Kerry, yeah, it's not. And it's the same, it seems to be the same all over the country, that all the hospitals in Dublin have access to one another's things. But outside Dublin, it doesn't seem to be like that at all. You know, I was actually, had a visitor last night, and I was looking at a photograph of her little granddaughter, who's 15 months old. And she has been a patient in Cork. She was actually born in Cork, and she's been a patient in Cork ever since. No, up and down. Mm. And UH. And anyway, they're referring her to Dublin for some special surgery. And the hospital in Crumlin can't access what they have in Cork. And what they have in Cork can't access what they have in Crumlin.
In terms of scans for this 15-month-old?
Yes. They can't. They have no access whatsoever. And there was another person here as well, and they were talking about a child they knew, a 10-year-old child they knew, that had been, had blood tests done by their GP. And after the blood test came back, obviously the GPs referred the child up. CUH. So the child was in CUH and it needed some special injection. And in CUH they could not give the injection because they couldn't access the blood results from Tralee. So somebody had to go to the GP and get the GP to print off the results of the blood test and fax it up to CUH. Now, if that happened in the afternoon, after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, between 9 o'clock the following morning, they couldn't access it. And if it was, if it happened on, we'll say, a Friday afternoon, it couldn't be accessed until the following Monday morning or Tuesday morning if it was a bank holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just shocked that the people up in Dublin or wherever they had the HSE and the salaries they're paid, that they haven't got that much common sense, that they would have the same IT systems in all their hospitals and that they would all access information, which is the most basic of needs when somebody is transferred from one hospital to another.
Well, what it means, I suppose, is Sheila, if this is the case, and we've got on to the HSE to see, is there a problem? Are there conflicting software packages that don't register in one and the other? And if so, why is that the case, or is it being fixed? But what I would seem to think is that you'd need to bring your physical scans with you everywhere you go, be it an MRI or a CT or an X-ray, so you can hand it over to the clinician rather than relying on an email or a scan of the scan, if you know what I mean, being read between the different hospitals.
Yeah, they will. What I think they should be able to do is they should be able to access the scans.
Yes.
In every hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
And at their own expense.
That would seem to make sense.
That they could see if there was a difference in the skills of reading or whatever, and if somebody made a mistake in one hospital, and it could be accessed in another hospital, at least it would have a chance of being, if the mistake would have a chance of being noticed.
Yes. Yeah.
I personally had an X-ray in CUH a number of years back, and I was told that my X-ray was fine, when in fact I had pleurisy.
Mm. Yeah. And so the more opinions you get on something, the better, in case something is missed and it's picked up by somebody else, so the more it's transferred around.
Absolutely, because the more specialists they can see something, the more likely they are to see if something is wrong.
Yeah. 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 Look, it's hard to understand that this day and age, 2023, now I know, and we've talked in this programme before, that one of the issues to do with when the HSE was formed was perhaps maybe not enough money or attention was put on information technology or modern computer systems. I know we had the cyber attack on the HSE systems last year, and one of the criticisms was a lot of the computers are very old. They need upgrading and they need investment, but it's clear if this is the case that it needs to be done, Sheila, do you think?
It needs to be done, and it needs to be done fast, because I think it would save the health service an awful lot of to-ing and fro-ing and a lot of mistakes if all these things were available to the more specialised hospital. If you're sent to a more specialised hospital, surely they're the ones that need to be able to see the thing directly as well.
There you go. That's Sheila's story and our question. We've put question to the South South West Hospital Group in relation to what she's saying, that she was told, and they've come back to us, and they're due to come back to us again in more detail, but they've told us that there is they can't comment on individual specific situations with regards to individual patients and individual people who are in the system, but they will be coming back to us with more detail. We've asked a specific question of, look, is there an issue? Is there a problem with electronically sending either CT scans or other scans between University Hospital Kerry and Cork University Hospital? Or what exactly happened in this instance that Sheila was told this, that, yeah, we'd love to see your scan, but we actually can't see it. So I suppose, do patients have to physically bring their scans, or what's the situation with regards to Sheila's mind? It's not just that hospital. She's been in several different hospitals, both private and public, and there is, she feels, a breakdown between the information technology or the software packages and the smooth flow of this type of information, these type of scans electronically from one institution to another, and the impact that would have, I suppose, on efficiency and appointments and consultants being able to view different situations in different places.